it's so scary, like, when you're living in society and you see certain things and you're like, okay, this is what's happening in today's world. This is what's going on. You know what I mean? But even if you're expressing to somebody what's going on, you're trying to voice something. It's like, there's really people out here who really can't see shit past their own perspective. They really can't see life, like real life, outside of the life that their mom or their dad showed them. They can't see the world without the lens that was given to them.
Yes.
And that's what's scary, because it's like, how are you living in this world? How are you navigating your way through this world? How are you being? How are you existing? Like, if you're not really seeing life.
That's the big problem, I think, is people are so shut off and closed off. And, like, people say that we're more disconnected and more connected than we've ever been. And you probably heard that, but, like, I think that same sentiment is exactly what you're saying, where people are so shut off in their own bubble because they have, like, their phone in their pocket telling them everything that they think that they need to know. And it's just like, you know, like, everyone's in their own little world with their screen and their computer. And
that's what's killing this generation.
Yeah.
Everyone is so consumed.
And so radicalized.
Right, radicalized. And everyone is so consumed with social media, Instagram, posting pictures, you know, showing everybody your life. Like, I have friends, listen, like, I have friends that be like, yo, you're so mysterious.
Cool.
Like, bitch, what the fuck you mean I'm
mysterious? Yeah, like, just because I don't post every 5 seconds?
Because I don't post every 5 fucking seconds? Because I'm not stalking everybody's page on the motherfucking earth?
Yeah.
I say, what the fuck do you mean I'm so mysterious? That. Like, bitch, shut the fuck
I'll
up.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Mysterious, give that to you. Because I feel like it's hard to be anonymous today. Like, everyone, like, knows everyone's business.
Right.
And so it's like, fuck yeah, I'm mysterious. Like, right. I'm not posting on that shit.
I'm like, give me all of that mysterious shit.
Yeah, I'm not posting on that bullshit. I never post either, unless I feel like it's like a real good moment.
Yeah, but the thing is about me, it's like, you say I'm mysterious, you say, you know, I'm all this. Give me all that mysteriousness, because I got so much shit going on that y'all will never ever know about.
Right.
Because this is specifically for me. This is what's fulfilling me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't have to share it.
I don't have to share it.
It would make it cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't have to share it or let you know about it to get that validation from you that it's real.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It makes it, like, because then you start mixing up the internal feeling with the external feeling.
Right.
And that's when people start just, that's the worst. I had a friend tell me about that. He said that he had a friend, and he was into, like, writing his own movie script.
Right.
And he was writing this, and he started talking to this girl, and he told this girl that he was writing this movie script, and she was, like, treating him like a god, he said. And he said that she was like, oh my god, you're super, I can't believe that you wrote all this, you're so cool, this and that. And he said it felt so good to him that the next day he just wrote a little bit, but he told her, I've been working on this movie script, this and that. And then she gave him that feeling again, and she just kept on giving him that feeling. And he said it made me less creative, because she kept on giving me all this external validation.
Right.
And he said he would just do the bare minimum, and then he would tell her, hey, I wrote today. But, like, he would only write one page versus, like, where he used to be writing, like, you know, I don't know, hundreds of pages. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he would do the bare minimum. He would just get that fleeting artificial sweetness, like that quick high.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing, is people mix up the external feeling with the internal feeling.
But nowadays, it's like, people need to see things. This is its honesty. I'm gonna say how it is. You know, people feel like they need to see things in order for it to be real. If they're not seeing it, it's not real.
Right.
If they're not seeing it, it's not happening. You could say, bitch, it's happening. Listen, it's happening. Yeah. This shit is real.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is real.
Yeah.
Like, but if they're not seeing it, if you're not sharing it with the world, if you're not stepping out of that that unhumbleness, it's like they want to see you show off to validate what you got going on. That's sick.
I hate that. It's like, okay, so once you, so yeah, it's like, show me, it's like, show me what, show me why I should listen. We have to have incentive to listen.
But also,
there shouldn't
it's
be
like,
incentive.
I just don't get people nowadays. Like, even some of, like, the people I be kicking it with that I shouldn't be kicking it with, real shit, It's like, I don't constantly have to validate myself to you. I shouldn't have to feel like I'm validating myself to you.
Fuck that. Because, I'm not fighting for that. Yeah. I shouldn't be fighting for that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I don't owe you shit.
Yeah.
I could talk to you today, drop you tomorrow. No problem.
Right.
But if I'm telling you what's happening, best believe it's motherfucking happening.
Right.
I don't have to show you. I don't have to post on Instagram. I don't have to show me that I'm in a fucking Bentley car. I don't have to show that I have all this fucking expensive jewelry. I don't have to show myself at Gucci or Louis Vuitton or Dior or Balenciaga. I don't have to do that.
No.
I don't have to show that I have all this. I don't have to show all that.
It's consumerism. And it's just
But fleeting. The thing is, the world is so materialistic. It's all surface level, and they need to see it in order to be real.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And this is why this generation is so fucked up, is because we always want to see things in order for it to be validated.
Yeah.
Which is why there's a lot of people who don't believe in God, because God, because God is a being.
Yes.
He's a feeling. He's an emotion.
Yes.
He's a person. You can't see him.
Yes.
But he's here.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not something that is, you know, you can knock on his door and a physical man is going to walk out and say, what's up?
I was literally talking to someone tonight.
Yeah, it's literally just like,
it's a group, it's a feeling, it's a hive thing.
It's a feeling, it's a being, and it's believing that someone else is above you, believing that someone else is caring for you beyond the caretakers that you have.
Yeah, this isn't just it.
You know what I mean? You're not all that there is, and you're not just another vessel passing through.
There's humility in it.
You know what I mean? There's humility, there's passion, there's ambition, there's drive, there's all these different things. But it's not just, you know, God isn't real. How are you here? How are you breathing?
How do you know? How can you even say that too? Like, so, do you know what I mean? Like, clearly.
Right. And the thing is, for me, life is already hard with God. I can't even imagine what it is without him. Like, people stop me all the time. They're saying, you're so this, you're so powerful, you're so beautiful, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, listen, like, it's just God, because I know what he's done in my life. And I'm not forcing anyone to believe in him.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah.
But there's a reason for everything. And there's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why people say things. There's a reason why people do things. There's reasons why we are just alive. There's purpose. There's drive. There's passion. Like, there's reason behind all that shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
There's like, God. I was trying to tell my friend tonight that there's God inside of other people. And like, when I'm with people like you, that's like huge. Okay, you kind of get the feeling that like there's like a divine inspiration there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's because like you're comfortable confronting it. A lot of people are afraid of admitting that there's something that might be like above them or something that they know. And they have a lot of And the second that you do, though, it takes this pressure off existentially. And like, like, how could you know for a fact? Yeah. Like, people don't. I don't know. People are ridiculous.
People are just scary.
It is a feeling.
People are scary because they would rather believe in anything and everything other than the one thing that they really need to be believing in.
Yeah.
They'd rather believe in fucking rocks on the floor.
Yeah, I know. But
listen,
that's what gives them but listen, the credit.
You know what's even scarier to me is that people would rather fucking believe rocks on the motherfucking floor.
Yeah.
Anything and everything rather than the one thing that they need to be believing in, which is God.
Yeah.
They'd rather say that it's science. They'd rather say that it's the fucking motherfucking crystals that they got.
You know.
Listen, I'm not shitting on crystals. I'm sorry.
People get so into it.
But people get so into it. Like, bitch, that shit is not holding you together like you think it is.
I know. People, like, because
But listen, like, it's not holding you together like you think it is. There's something else.
Yes.
You know what I mean? What other thing is there?
Yeah.
And to say that, it's really true. Like, you're never alone even when you think that you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was blessed people. It shows that they're blessed. And it's like other people's, like, if you don't believe in God, like, just take a look at the people around you that are inspired and the people around you that are doing it. And, like, what is it about them? Like, they're still, like, they know life is hard. Like you said, like, life is hard. But, you know, they have this faith and it makes them a warrior. Yeah. And people see that.
Also, it's like I was telling myself, like, what did I say? I just, like, lost my train of thought.
Blessed.
Yeah, no, not even. I just think that, well, I am blessed. I was just saying, like, I don't know. People would just rather blame everything else other than the one thing. And I think that a lot of the times it's like, when you're at your lowest moments and all of a sudden months pass by, years pass by, like, you just have this sudden new sense of confidence, this new sense of strength. Where does that come from?
Right.
Like, where does it come from? You can't tell me it's coming from rocks that you're picking up from the ground. Crystals.
How do you measure that? You can't even measure it. People are like, well, I don't believe it because science doesn't.
But it's not even that.
It's,
like,
not even, like, it's,
yeah,
beyond,
it's not,
science.
It's beyond science. It's like religion gives people a belief of something more.
Yes.
It gives them something to stand for. It gives them a sense of belonging.
Yes.
That's why there's so many spiritual people now, especially in this generation. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But when you've been through hard times and you can sit down with friends and family and laugh about it,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't bring you pain,
mm-hmm.
there's something more to that.
Mm-hmm. You're beyond the feeling.
Okay?
It is
God himself, the universe, giving you the strength to push forward.
Yeah.
To the point where you can talk about it and laugh about it because it doesn't bring you the same pain that it once did.
Right. You're growing every second.
You're growing out
and
of
there's
it.
There's something with you there. There's something, like, with you that's like, it's okay, it's shitty right now, but, like, we're getting through it. And yes, like, the people that know that, it shows. And the people that don't, when we were saying that earlier, like, when people that have the ugly feelings, it shows, like, on the outside. People that know, people that, like, have that blessed understanding that, you know, things work out. You have to have faith.
Right.
Faithful people, I feel like you can kind of tell that there's an energy around them.
But there's also a difference. There's a lot of beautiful people in the world,
that are selfish.
But there's also, like, a lot of beautiful people where you see them and you're just like, holy fuck, you're radiating. You're beautiful as fuck. You get what I'm saying? But there's your soul. It's like you're so beautiful on the inside that it's radiating on the outside.
Yeah.
That everyone just keeps fucking looking at you.
Yeah.
You know? But there's also a lot of beautiful people that I look at and I'm like, ugh. She's beautiful, but there's something about her that's just ugly.
Ooh.
And then my head will turn.
Ooh.
You know? So there's a lot of pretty girls out here. But on the inside, it's not reflecting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really getting the attention that you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's really interesting.
You know, being good,
pick up on it.
Right, being good to others so that they could be good to you.
Yeah.
But also, what you dish out, the universe brings back to you.
Yeah.
It's a motherfucking hula hoop.
It is. It's all you.